感谢主能够在这里和各位分享主的话语。
Praise the Lord that I'm able to share God's word with you.
那么圣诞节呢，应该算是已经过了啊。
Christmas technically is over.
但是呢，好像又还没有完全过啊。
But it seems it's not over yet.
因为节期的活动还没有结束。
Because of the, all the activity festivities are not over yet.
那么圣诞节前通常主要的活动是吃喝买礼物哈。
Before the Christmas, we always have food, plenty of food and shopping.
然后呢，过节之后呢是退换礼物。
And after the Christmas, we return the gifts.
或者是赶减价瞎拼啊。
Or we shop additional.
庆祝纪念耶稣基督降生呢。
To celebrate the birth of Jesus.
在圣诞节的活动中啊。
During the Christmas.
其实是越来越小的一部分了。
Becoming less and less important.
今天除了在回教地区。
Beside the Muslim world today.
那么圣诞节基本上是个世界性的节日。
Christmas basically is a worldwide festival.
那么即使在有些地区不是一个公共的节日假日啊。
Although in certain places it's not a public holiday.
还是会有些过节的气氛和活动。
And there's a Christmas atmosphere around.
那当然主要是商业性的活动啊。
Primarily commercial activities.
圣诞节这个名词呢好像已经是就是在代表购物跟消费。
The word Christmas means shopping and consumerism nowadays.
虽然大部分的人还知道圣诞节是纪念耶稣的降生。
Most of us still remember that it's to remember the birth of Jesus.
不过所谓的去耶稣化的圣诞节啊，就是要把耶稣从圣诞节的活动中赶出去的趋势啊。
However, the trend to remove Christ from the Christmas.
那么即使在有基督教背景的西欧美地区也是很明显的。
It's very obvious even in the Western world.
那么所以我今天的题目就是呢，如果没有耶稣啊。
So today my sermon's title is, if there were no Jesus.
那么经文就是刚刚我们读过的以赛亚书啊，九章六节。
The text was we read earlier.
那么想起来这么说起来其实很奇怪的。
It seems odd.
因为圣诞节是为了耶稣纪念耶稣基督的降生嘛。
Because Christmas is the day to remember the birth of Jesus.
那么没有基督怎么能有圣诞节呢？
If there were no Jesus, how come there's a Christmas?
就是你怎么能够有一个没有 Christ 的 Christmas 啊？
How do you have a Christmas without Christ?
那么没有耶稣的圣诞节到底代表什么意思呢？
A Christmas without Christ, what does that mean?
虽然在历史是没有如果了啊。
Even though the history, there's no what ifs.
我们也可以稍微思想一下。
Let's ponder upon this.
如果没有耶稣，到底意味着什么？
What if there actually there were no Jesus? What does that mean?
首先啊，在今天呢、啊。
First of all, in today.
不论是不是基督徒啊。
Whether you are Christian or not.
绝大部分人都已经享受了不少耶稣带来的好处。
Most of us are benefit from the birth of Jesus.
我们可能不去多想它。
Maybe we don't think too much about it.
也许没有察觉到。
Maybe we didn't notice.
也许已经是认为理所当然。
Maybe we take it for granted.
但是如果没有耶稣的话呢，就不会有那些好处。
However, if there's no Jesus, there are no benefit.
那对我们会有什么影响？
What are the effect to us?
那我们先来先看圣经怎么说啊。
Let's look at the Bible and how the Bible describes it.
那我们先看这个以赛亚书。的九章六节的前半啊，前半。
Let's look at chapter 9 Isaiah verse 6 the first part.
我们先请用中文来读一遍，然后再请翻译弟兄来带领读英文。来，我们先把这前半读一下。来，因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given.And the government will be on his shoulders.
那么这前半节的经文让我们看到，
The first part of this verse, let us see.
先知以赛亚呢，他不仅是预言将来有一个很不平凡的人来到人间世界。
Prophet Isaiah not only prophesied that there will be an extraordinary person come to this world.
而且他还强调，此人的不平凡呢，是从他的出生就表现出来了。
And also he described the extraordinary of this person start at his birth.
因为他前面特别讲说，有一婴儿为我们而生嘛，啊。
And he said there's a son, the child is born.
在历史中，每天有人出生呢。
During the history, every day there are so many people born.
也有不少呢，后来被尊敬抬举成为伟人的。
And there are many later elevated into a great person.
但是没有能和这里说的那位婴孩相比的。
But no such person can compare with this person we describe here.
因为他是为了全人类而生到这个世界。
Because he was born for the whole mankind.
那么这里强调呢，他是一个儿子，给了人类。
And here,
被给了人类。
He emphasized the sonship, a son that's given to this world.
为了要治理他们。
In order to govern over them.
那除了神以外，还有谁能是他的父亲呢？
Beside God, who can be his father?
那他还拥有几个特质。
And he has other characteristics.
使他远远超过其他任何所谓的伟人。
And he...far exceed other great persons in this world.
所以我们请看下面的以赛亚书的九章六节的后半。
Let's look at the second part of this verse.
我们来读一下啊，请他名称为奇妙测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
那么这个中文呢，还有英文的翻译呢，看起来呢是四个名称。
In the translation in both Chinese and English, appear to be have four titles.
那么测试、神、父、君啊
，Counselor, God, Father, and Prince.
然后每个名称都加上一个修饰词
，and every noun there's an adjective.
奇妙、全能的、永在的、和平的
，Wonderful, Mighty, Everlasting.Of peace.
不过呢，原文呢，就希伯来原文中那个奇妙呢，是个名词。
However, the original Greek, Hebrew text, the wonderful is a noun.
它不是测试的修饰词。
It's not to describe the counselor.
所以我们下面看就是比较接近原文的翻译呢，我们来读一下啊。
So let's look at a more closer translation. And let's read.
我们请他被来请。他被宣告的名称，奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
That is, and his name will be proclaimed, Wonder, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
好，所以这里呢，其实列出了五个名称。
So here, there are five names proclaimed.
我们先来看耶稣的第一个名称。
Let's look at the first title.
刚刚说过了，这个奇妙呢是形容词。
We said earlier.
不，对不起，奇妙是名词，不是形容词。
The wonder is a noun.
那么呢，如果把它翻译成 wonderful 的话，就是说奇妙的，就变成了形容词。
If we translate into wonderful, it becomes an adjective.
就容易误导读者呢，认为是在形容后面的测试很奇妙。
This may mislead the readers that wonderful is to describe.The counselor.
所以原文呢是名词，它的意思是什么呢？惊奇、奇观、奇迹。
The original text means it's a marvel, it's a wonder, it's a miracle.
啊，那么所以呢，我们看到的，它这里面讲到的是什么呢？就是说，耶稣呢不仅行神迹，而且本身满是神迹。
So here we see that Jesus not only perform miracles, he himself is a miracle.
根据圣经的记载
，According to Bible's record，
耶稣33年半的一生呐
，33 years， Jesus lives on the world，
那么充满了神迹
，full of miracles，
他是神的独生子
，He's God's only begotten son，
童贞女所生的
，Virgin Mary，
有记载许多的神迹奇事。
He performed many miracles.
钉死在十字架上，埋葬后呢，三天复活。
Nailed on the cross and buried and resurrected in 3 days.
向众人显现了四十天之后升天。
Appeared to multitude and ascended into heaven.
他证明自己是道成肉身啊，神道成肉身为全人类的罪死。
He proved that he is a word become flesh incarnate and died for the people on the earth.
所以他有权柄赦免相信他认罪悔改的人。
So he has the authority and power to forgive who repent and confess.
而且呢，能够赐给他们永生。
And give them everlasting life.
然后啊，有圣灵带领一小群他的门徒。
And furthermore, the Holy Spirit will lead a small group of people.
是当时社会最低层的人开始了教会。
And those are the people lower class in the society and to start the church.
那么胜过各世代的逼迫和困难。
And overcome throughout the years the difficulties.
那么
persecution.
而且成为今天世界上最大的群体。
And become a largest group of believers in today.
这些有哪一样不像是神迹？
And which one of this doesn't look like a miracle?
那么如果没有耶稣就不会有教会。
If there's no Jesus, there will be no church.
那当然也没有圣诞节。
And there will be no Christmas.
那只是对人类影响的一小部分。
That's only a small part that affect the world.
还会有什么影响呢？
What are other effects?
我们来看经文中说的第二个名字。
Let's look at the second name title.
叫测试。
A counselor.
那么也有用谋士啊。
And or advisors.
那么这些词是比较顺口的。
These names are easy to understand.
但是不能够正确的表达耶稣的地位。
But cannot accurately describe the status of Jesus.
因为讲谋士嘛，那他的职位是什么？幕僚啊，是下属的地位。
As an advisor, it's like a staff. It's a subordinate.
那么测试呢，或者是辅就是说我像 counselor 这个字，我们有些时候把它翻译成什么辅导咨询师啊。
If we translate counselor, it's like a psychiatric counselor.
那么就倾向于服务的性质。
It's like the one perform the service.
好像是为了某方面的需要呢，担任顾问啊。
It's according to the need, I become a consultant.
那么。这个希伯来原文的意思是什么呢？是忠告。
The original Hebrew text means advice.
那么也可以是指给忠告的忠告者。
And also could be the advisor who gives advice.
那么耶稣呢，他是以救主的身份给人忠告。
And Jesus Christ advised people as a savior.
所以应该是上对下的。
It's from above to give someone below.
而神给人的忠告呢，应该是什么？是超过人的思维，能够启发人智慧的启示。
And the advice that God gives the people below is the something that can reveal to give enlightenment.
那么圣经的这个箴言九章十节这么说啊，我们来读一下。
In the Bible, Proverbs. Chapter 9, verse 10.
好，请敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is the understanding.
所以如果没有耶稣，
so if there were no Jesus,
人不会敬畏上帝。
People will have no fear.
也不能认识至圣者。
Will not know the Holy One.
那对我们会有什么影响呢？
What are the effects to us?
首先啊，我们大概不会来到这块土地上。
First of all, we may not come to this land.
没有基督教就不会有美国。
If there's no Jesus, there will be no United States.
这块地上面可能还会建立一个其他的国家。
This land may have another country nation established.
那让我们客观的想一下。
Let's look at this objectively.
如果当年是中国人先到了北美，
if It was a Chinese that discovered the United States.
然后呢，按照我们的文化传统建立了一个国家。
According to our Chinese culture, we established a new country.
那么今天这里是不是还是一个全世界最吸引移民的国家？
Will this place be the most the country that attract a lot of immigrants?
去年呢，圣诞节这个期间哈。
Last year during this Christmas season,
我到这个德国的德东啊，就是在德国统一之前的东德地区。
I went to East Germany, the area that before they reunited.
那是一个圣诞节的短宣。
It was a short mission trip during the Christmas.
德国这个圣诞节的气氛是很浓厚的。
In Germany, as you know, the atmosphere is very deep.
它从十二月初呢，一直到新年呢。每个城镇呢，不论大小，都有圣诞夜市。
And from the beginning of December to the January next year, all the places, towns, they have a Christmas night market.
每天晚上都热闹到九点、十点。
It's very busy and every night to 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
那我去了这个莱比锡，还有周围的六城市的六个点的圣诞聚会，分享信息。
I went to six places in the East Germany and shared the gospel.
那来的多半非基督徒的话呢，多半是学生。
And the people came, the non-believers, most of them are students.
那当然了，理工科是居多了。
And most of them are the who study science and engineering.
那么也有以音乐为主的艺术科的学生。
And there are also music major, they study arts.
那我相信他们已经都感受到了德国的这个浓厚的圣诞节的气氛。
I believe they all feel the atmosphere during Christmas.
我对他们说，你们其实呢都已经享受了很多来自耶稣的好处。
I told them that you already benefit from the Christmas, from the birth of Jesus.
你们或许还不认识耶稣。
Maybe you don't know Jesus yet.
但是耶稣呢，其实已经在深深地影响你们的人生。
However, Jesus already influenced you deeply.
我问理工科的学生说
，I asked the those who study science and engineering.
你们在出国前的留学计划中啊
，In your plan to come overseas and study,
有没有考虑过去阿拉伯地区学习
？Have you ever considered go to the Arabic countries and study?
那他们都摇头。
They all shake their heads.
而且露出很困惑的表情。
And then look puzzled.
显然觉得呢，我问这种问题太奇怪了。
They feel odd that I ask such questions.
谁会想到要去阿拉伯地区学什么科技啊
？Who would think of go to Arabic countries and study science and engineering?
然后我接着说。
And then I followed with it.
如果没有耶稣。
If there were no Jesus.
研究科学呢，还真的只有去阿拉伯地区学习。
If you study science and engineering, you will have to go to the Arabic countries.
那么根据美国哈，下一张哈，根据美国首都华盛顿的国会图书馆展示的资料。
According to the United States Library of Congress, their records, their display.
阿拉伯呢，在公元第七世纪是世界科学的摇篮。
The Arabic countries in 7th century, it's the birthplace of the science and engineering.
遥遥领先其他的地区。
They lead by a far distance other area of the world.
在当时有基础的微积分、物理学和天文学。
And they have the basic calculus, physics, and astronomy.
那么中国呢，排第二。
And China is the
下一张。
It's a second.、Place.
那么有印刷术、罗盘、指南针和火药。
Paper making, printing, compass and gunpowder.
但是西欧在当时是被视为蛮夷之邦，完全没有科学可言。
However, the Western Europe is a barbarian.
敬陪末座。
And they are the bottom of the list.
然后，
and then,
阿拉伯地区信奉了回教。
Arabic countries say.They believe in Muslim, become a Muslim country.
严厉规定啊，信徒按着可兰经的教规条生活。
They ruled by strict Islamic law according to Quran.
对可兰经的任何质疑会被处死。
any question of the Quran will be executed.
于是造成了思想完全被钳制。
So their thinking, their thoughts are clamped down totally.
观念就停留在第七世纪。
So their way of living, their concept is stopped at the 7th century.
而西欧信奉了耶稣基督。
However, Western Europe, the countries took the Christianity.
然后圣经鼓励信徒要什么？考察圣经，确定所行的道。
And the Bible encouraged believers to study the Bible and make sure what they believe is true.
差别是什么？
What's the difference?
一个是你什么都可以问，你要是敢问，就是死刑。
The difference is one belief is that you cannot ask. If you ask, will be executed. The other one is you have to ask.
另一个是什么？圣经是什么？神的话，经得起考验的，欢迎你来问。
The other one is the Bible can withstand questioning. So welcome to ask.
你越思想，就会越发现呢话的真实。
The more you think about it, the more you realize it's true.
这在《使徒行传》十七章十一节就有这么鼓励信徒要天天查考圣经，知道这道是与不是。
This is recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 11, that encourages believers to study Bible more to understand the truth.
所以呢，西欧呢就能够应用耶稣的启示，颠覆了很多僵硬的传统。
So, therefore, the Western Europe and these countries that were able to use this concept to revolutionize many thinking.
十四个世纪下来所产生的差异就是有目共睹了。
And the, after 14 centuries, and then we all know the differences today.
今天阿拉伯地区的文盲是超过百分之七十。
Today in Arabic countries, illiterate are more than 70%.
而基督教背景的西欧跟北美呢，在尖端科技上面是有公认的领导地位。
And the Western countries, Europe and the U.S., we all acknowledge that we're leaders in the science and technology.
其实啊，我们在每天的生活中啊
，In fact, in our everyday life,
还可以看到阿拉伯在科学上啊曾经辉煌过的遗迹啊。
We can still see the legacy that Arabic countries left during that 7th century blooming.
我们知道数学是科学的基础，也是必须的工具。
We know that mathematics is the basic language of all the science and technology.
然而呢，欧洲和中国原有的数字系统都限制了数学的发展。
However, mathematics, the number system that Europe uses and China uses are very restrictive.
你看这边是罗马的数字系统。
Here is the Roman numerals.
那么它的单位是一、五、十、五十、一百、一千。
And the unit is one, five, ten, fifty, hundred, and a thousand.
那么而且然后呢，就是用所谓的一用一个 i 就是一嘛，两个 i 就是二，三个 i 就是三，然后呢再来就变成什么呢？左减右加，就是你把一个小的摆在一个大的的左边，你就是用大的减小的就变成四，然后把 i 摆到它的右边就变成六啊，这样。
And it's using the one i to represent one and two i's to represent two, and then four it has a one on the left of the five and six will be one on the right, and so forth.
那么中国的数字系统我们应该很熟悉了。
And we're familiar with the Chinese number system as well.
它就是从一到九。
And from one to nine.
然后再来有什么？有十啊，百千万亿这样上去。
And then there's a ten and hundred and a thousand.
所以呢，这两个系统有同样严重的缺陷。
And there are two severe difficulties with these two systems.
就是到了某一个数量，你就必须要有加一个符号来成一个单位。
To a certain a large number, you have to add another symbol to represent that number.
然后呢，运算非常困难。
And the calculation become very difficult.
你看这个罗马的这个数字系统，你怎么做加减乘除
？And how do you do the addition or subtraction using the Roman numerals.
所以罗马人跟中国人一样。
So Romans and Chinese are similar.
要靠特殊设计的算盘做运算。
They have to use a special designed abacus to do calculations.
所以不只是中国人会打算盘啊，罗马人也会。
So not only Chinese we do, we have.Abacusing out.
那么除了商人以外呢，一般人对数字的接触很有限，那就不更谈不上什么发展数学了。
Besides a businessman, they have no concept of this, mathematics, so ordinary people will not evolve in mathematics.
但是下面我们看到的是什么呢？阿拉伯数字系统帮助了数学和科学的发展。
However, we see next the Arabic number system will help.The development of the science and engineering.
它有十个符号，竟然还有一个是代表不存在的数量，就是零。
And there are 10 symbols, including the one that represents emptiness.
这是很了不起的观念。
This is a very important concept.
因为有零的观念，再加上这十个符号呢，再加上进位的话呢，可以表达所有的数量。
With this 10 symbols, including the emptiness zero, it can.And the carry system that can represent all numbers.
而且运算方便。
And also the calculation is very easy.
这样的智慧却被后来僵化的宗教信仰所扼杀了。
Such wisdom was killed by the strict rule of the Islam.
那我在德东的时候也告诉文学艺术科的学生呢。
And I also told the those students study.Arts and literature,
fine arts,、
fine arts in East Germany.
如果没有耶稣啊
，If there were no Jesus,
西欧也不会有领先世界的音乐、绘画和文学能够吸引你们来。
In the Western Europe, there will be no fine art music and literacy that will attract you to come and study.
在西欧，你所看到的所有的这个这一些方面哈、啊，就是艺术方面的东西。几乎都是因为耶稣来的。
And all the art studies in the Western Europe are related to or come from Jesus.
巴哈就是在莱比锡的一个教会。
Bach was in the church in Leipzig.
他在带领儿童诗班的时候。
He was leading a children's choir.
为今天的和声法奠定了基础。
And he established a harmonization.And harmony established that the theory chorus.
那么，所以呢，耶稣基督是终极的启示者。
So Jesus Christ is the ultimate revealer.
那么呢，他开启信靠他的人的智慧。
He started and enlightened us in order to.Have the wisdom.
他本身也是终极的启示。
And himself is the ultimate revelation.
就是经文中的第三个名字。
That is the third title of this verse.
全能的神。
Almighty God.
那么马太福音一章二十三节就指出。
Book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 23.
耶稣呢应验了先知以赛亚的一个预言。
And Jesus fulfilled the prophet by Isaiah.
就必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利啊，就是神与我们同在。
There will be a son born of a virgin, and he will be called Emmanuel.
耶稣降生呢，是神来到世界与人同在。
Jesus' birth into this world is God with us.
如果没有耶稣。
If there were no Jesus,
我们当然不会有神的同在。
There will be no God with us.
我们不仅不会得不到前面说的那些好处。
Not only we don't have the benefit that we described earlier,
也享受不到经文中啊耶稣的第四个和第五个名称的意义。
We cannot enjoy the meaning. We'll look at the fourth and the fifth title of Jesus.
好，那么第四个呢，就是永在的父啊。
An everlasting Father.
那么也有用永恒的父呢，就是叫做 Father of Eternity 啊
，or Father of Eternity。
那么圣经启示啊
，and Bible reveals that
人是至高真神所造的
，and men are made by God。
当然有人不能接受这个启示
There are people who do not accept this concept.
但是呢，他们也很难否认。
And they cannot deny either.
生命的产生需要有极高的智慧和设计。
The creation of life needs ultimate wisdom and design.
如果认为啊，相信神造人是迷信啊。
If they think God created a man is a myth.
那么相信没有目的巧合能够产生生命呢，也是相当的迷信啊。
If they believe in life was created in randomness and by chance, it's a myth also.
那么对于这个就是永在的父这个名称。
For this everlasting father.
那么我很自然的一个理解是。
Our natural inclination is.
耶稣呢是神，因此呢也是我们在天上的父亲，而且是永远的。
And Jesus is our father in heaven.And it's forever.
那么这个名称还有一个意义呢，没有表达出来。
This name, however, has another meaning. It's not described.
就是什么？耶稣和我们的父子的关系呢，是永远的。
That is the relationship between Jesus and us is everlasting.
所以这个名字是在告诉我们呢，我们也是永在的。
So this name tells us that.We are everlasting as well.
不会灭亡。
We will not perish.
虽然在世上的身体呢，世界上的身体会过去。
Although our worldly body will pass.
那么如果没有耶稣。
If there were no Jesus.
那么下一章啊，我们就没有这位全能永远看顾我们的父。
And there will be no everlasting Father who cares for us.
我们当然不会有永生。
Of course, we won't have everlasting life.
也不会有真正的平安。
They won't have a true peace.
因为耶稣的第五个名称指出啊，真平安只会来自于耶稣。
Because the fifth name indicate that the peace will only come from Jesus.
耶稣是真平安的来源。
He's the source of a true peace.
好，那么和平的君啊。
And Prince of Peace.
也有翻译就是叫太平之君啊。
Or translating to chief of prince.
耶稣这个名称呢是这个希伯来文有两个名词组成的。
This Prince of Peace consists of two words.
一个名词是首领。
One is the chief.
那么第二个名词就是希伯来文的 shalom 啊。
And the second part is the shalom.
那么它合适的翻译呢就是平安、和睦、福祉。
And the translation is peace, harmony, and welfare.
今天呢就以色列人见面的时候还是会说 shalom 啊。
Today, Israelites, people from Israel, they will greet each other with shalom.
那么这都是因为这个是有正面意义的好事啊。
This is a good thing, a positive thing.
那么这个和平之君和太平之君呢会被理解，可以被理解是有一位贤能的领袖。
The Prince of Peace can be understood as there's a good leader.
那么在他的治理下呢，百姓是安居乐业。
Under his governance, the people will have a peaceful life.
天下太平。
And will be no wars.
不过呢，这还不足以表达耶稣这个名称的意义。
However, this is not sufficient.To describe Jesus.
因为这两个名词的组合呢，是希伯来文的一种特有的语法。
Because the combination of these two words are special grammatic use.
在前面那个首领呢，是叫做构建名词。
The first part is the construct noun.
那么后面那个 shalom 呢，就是平安、和睦和福祉呢，是绝对名词。
And the shalom part is the absolute noun.
那么这个呢，绝对名词是主体。
The absolute noun is the subject part.
构建名词呢是主体的修饰语。
And the construct noun is to modify or to describe.
那么所以呢，这个平安、和平、福祉是主体。
That's why the peace, welfare, and harmony is the subject.
那么首领呢是修饰语。
And the chief is to describe the adjective.
也就是说，耶稣是平安、和睦、福祉。
And that's to say Jesus himself is the peace, harmony, and welfare.
而且呢，是这些特质的首领。
And he is a chief of the.
那什么意思
？What does that mean？
就是耶稣是平安、和睦、福祉的源头。
That means Jesus is the source of peace, harmony, and welfare.
真正信靠他、顺从他的教导，生活就能够产生平安和睦。
If we truly believe in him and live according to his teaching, and we will have peace, harmony, and welfare.
对大家都有好处。
And it's benefiting to every one of us.
我相信各位是生活在Santa Barbara 的附近啊，这个区域里。
I believe you are living in this area, Santa Barbara.
我是住在千巷，就是 Southern Oaks.
I live in the Southern Oaks area.
我们都已经享受到很难得的平安和睦。
We all enjoy greatly the peace and harmony.
最近美国因为白人警察还有黑人的那个关系紧张哦，爆发了很多的冲突呢，并没有波及到我们。
And the recent tension between the white policemen and the black people those didn't affect our community.
在千巷啊，华裔的居民是少数的族群。
In Thousand Oaks, Chinese community is minority.
我相信 Santa Barbara 的这个华人呢，应该是更是少数了。
And I believe in Santa Barbara is even more minority.
但是华人通常工作了以后呢
？And Chinese people after work.
在收入、财富和生活条件上呢，在这个地区呢，应该还算是中上的。
I believe their income and then their living standard is above average.
我们没有因为少数我们是少数族群，会遭到主流居民的嫉妒和排斥，生活在恐惧之中。
We didn't get rejected or terrorized because our minority status.
我们不需要随时提防攻击骚扰啊，就实在是应该感谢耶稣啊。
We don't have to worry about the attacks or those harms. We have to give thanks to Jesus.
我们也许啊习以为常啊，认为人人平等、基本人权受保障是理所当然的。
We may take it for granted that human rights and equality we take it for granted.
其实呢，是因为这个社会按照耶稣的教导，保障个人的平等权益。
In fact, this is the society that take the teaching of the human rights and equality, and so we have protection.
好，我们现在请读中文的加拉太书三章二十六到二十八节。
Let's read the Galatians chapter 3:26.
然后再请这个沈弟兄带领读英文。哎，我们请一起来读来。所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了，并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
第三章的
26-28.
You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ, have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed.
所以这里就讲到说呢，因为耶稣基督呢，所以我们不需要再有什么族裔的分别了。
Because of Jesus, we have no difference in race.
然后呢，也不应该有谁是应该是当主人，有谁应该是做奴隶的。
And there's no one should be a master, no one should be a slave.
男女应该是平等。
And man and a woman are equal.
但是世界上大部分的地区并没有这种观念。
However, many region of this world have no such concept.
所谓平安和睦，其实就是强者掌控，弱者认命。
The so-called peace and harmony, meaning if you are strong, you are in control. If you are weak, then you are a slave.
最明显的就是极度保守的回教地区。
Most obvious places are the Muslim countries.
女性是被视为是男性的财产。
The women are the
property
property of a man.
没有自主权。
They have no self-determination.
连穿什么衣服都没有 自由的。
Even what they wear, they cannot decide.
基本上出门就得罩一个大黑袍子，然后露两个眼睛出来，对吧？
Basically, they have to wear black robes all around, and only two eyes are showing.
那么今年在中东地区崛起的这个 ISIS 呢，是震惊了世界。
The recent rise of the ISIS, shocked the world.
他们攻占了大片叙利亚和伊拉克的土地，建立了一个伊斯兰国。
They established the Islam caliphate by seizing a large portion of land in Iraq and Syria.
他们极度残暴。
They're extremely violent.
没有武器的百姓是被任意践踏的贱民啊。
The civilians who has no weapon, they'll be terrorized or killed.
生命财产是没有任何保障。
There's no protection of life and property.
新闻报道至少啊有几百名的西方青年人加入这个组织。
And the news report said that there are several hundred people coming from young people coming from a Western world.
他们被吸引成为亡命之徒的主要原因呢，是不需要脚踏实地的工作。
They are attracted. These desperados say are attracted because they don't have to work diligently.
只要肯玩命呢，就可以满足各种欲望。
All they need is to gamble their life, and they can have prizes.
特别是能够发泄他原来隐藏在里面的那个残暴。
They can indulge in their sinful nature, such a cruelty.
这个 ISIS 呢，让人最黑暗的那个罪行暴露无遗啊。
So ISIS will display the darkest side of a human nature.
这自古以来在世界上呢。
Since the ancient time.
就都有这个所谓的专门整人的这种特务机构啊。
We know there are many special agents in the government.
他们呢在里面整人的那些人呢、啊、他们并不是说不得已而做，而是他们常常是什么去很享受那种残暴的那种发泄。
They torture people not because they have to do it, but they enjoy indulge themselves in doing such.
那么最近啊，这几天又有报道说
，and recently there is report
那些西方的年轻人加入的中间呢，加入那个组织的人呢，有些人醒悟过来了。
And there are people, the Western, young people, they joined ISIS, but now they woke up and.
也许呢是发现了玩命啊，随时面对死亡呢，也并不是那么好玩。
They realize that suddenly that risking their life is no fun at all.
更糟糕的是
，and even worse，
如果受伤残废呢，就失去了利用价值，会被当成废物。
And if they're wounded and they have no use anymore, they'll be rubbish.
美国对于受伤的军人有很多的照顾。
And the United States have many benefits for the veterans.
但是在那边如果成为残废的话，是无人理会啊，只能够自生自灭。
But if you're injured over there, there's no hope.
那么也有人当初是认同伊斯兰的教规观念理念，教规理念。
And there are other people joined ISIS because of their belief.
那么后来发现手里有武器的这些亡命之徒呢，他们是强迫居民呢。来遵守《可兰经》。
Then they found out that they're forcing the civilians, because they have weapons.
但是自己是为所欲为。
And they do whatever they do.
但是这些醒悟过来想要逃跑的人呢
？And those who realize this and wants to escape.
已经有超过百人呢被 ISIS 处决了。
And over 100 people they're executed.
在今天，这种事会让习惯西方基督教观念的人很震惊。
Today, many Western country the people from there will feel shocking.
但是在耶稣的时代呢，这些现象是普遍正常的。
However, in Jesus' time, these things are ordinary.
那时候没有人道思想。
At that time, there's no human rights.
残酷折磨人的刑法呢？ 是竟然是某些人的享受和娱乐。
And terrorizing and cruelty is enjoyment for someone.
平等和人权的观念是根本不存在。
The concept of equality and human rights does not exist.
受教育是贵族的特权。
And education is for the royalty.
穷苦的平民卖自己跟儿还有儿女给贵族当奴仆呢，几代翻不了身是很普通的事情。
And poor people will sell their children and sell themselves to the rich people.
对，如果没有耶稣
，If there were no Jesus,
那么呢，今天的世界不会有来自于耶稣的平等人权观念。
There will be no concept of human rights and equality coming from.
我们中间大部分人会是文盲。
Most of us will be illiterate.
而且呢，是没有保障的奴仆。
And we may be slaves without protection.
那么，这个历史啊，没有如果了。
The history, there's no such. We cannot ask what ifs.
耶稣呢，的确来到了世界。
And Jesus indeed came to this world.
是人类能收到最好的礼物。
It's the best gift that human can have.
我们也都享受到了耶稣带来过的许多好处。
We all benefited from Jesus.
那就更应该珍惜啊，感谢珍惜我们和耶稣的关系。
We need to treasure our relationship with Jesus.
所以我们应该要同心的努力，让自己家庭教会呢，能在新的一年呢得到更新。
So we need to work hard on ourselves so that individually, in the family, in the church, we have a renewed.
首先呢，我们要更多明白耶稣的启示。
We need to understand more of Jesus' revelation.
让我们的智慧不断的被启发。
So our wisdom can be enlightened more and more.
我们才能在生活中做正确的事。
So we can do right things in our lives.
至少能够不做一些傻事。
At least we don't do foolish things.
有没有发现呢？随着年龄的增长，我们回想起来啊，一生中呢，好像也做过一些傻事。
Have you remembered that in the years of our lives we did something foolish?
那么魔鬼不能够阻止我们信耶稣、侍奉神。
And Satan cannot stop us from believing in God.
但是可以欺骗我们做些傻事呢，在教会和家庭里面造成困难和伤害。
But he can fool us, and so we can do, we will do foolish things.
我们越能够明白耶稣的启示，就越有智慧不上当。
The more we understand Jesus' revelation, the more we won't get in the trap of Satan.
那么耶稣是全能的神。
And Jesus is Almighty God.
所以他什么都知道。
And He is all knowing.
包括我们怎么看自己和他的关系。
Including how we view our relationship with Him.
啊，那么我们刚刚看到了，耶稣和我们的关系应该是他是我们永在的父，我们是他永远的孩子。
We saw earlier that our relationship is He is our everlasting Father, and we are His everlasting children.
那么我们是不是真的如此看自己和他的关系呢？
Is this how we view ourselves?
Yeah,
relationship.
我们也许有些时候很多有些事情可以蒙得了别人，甚至蒙得了自己，但是呢，蒙不过神。
Sometimes we fool others, we fool ourselves, but we cannot fool God.
我们怎么看跟他的关系？他比我们还清楚。
How we view our relationship, He knows better than us.
比如我们在家里啊，我们自己的家庭。
For example, in our family.
我们和爸爸妈妈联络。
We have contact with our parents.
回家看看他们是应该的。
We go home and visit them. It's supposed to do that.
不是因为这么做能有什么好处。
It's not because we do those we are benefited.
也不是因为必须有好处才这么做。
We don't do that because we have to do it or we are benefit from those.
在正常的情况下呢，至少我们心里会挂念他们。
In the ordinary circumstances, we at least we care for them.
那我们在每天的生活中，是不是真的看耶稣是永在的父亲呢？
And in our daily life, do we view Jesus as our everlasting Father?
如果我们不看重耶稣是我们共同永在的父，
if we don't view highly of Jesus to be our everlasting Father,
我们也不太可能看重在教会里和弟兄姐妹的关系。
We don't view highly the relationship among brothers and sisters in the church.
那么愉快的时候呢
？When we feel good, feel
没有问题啊。
There will be no problem.
那么一有不愉快呢，就不来教会了啊。
If we don't feel comfortable, then we don't come.
那么如果我在家里对我父亲说
，If I say this to my father at home，
我受不了我弟弟，我今天不回家了。
I can't tolerate my brother, younger brother. I won't come home.
那我父亲会怎么说
？What will my father say？
你说什么傻话？我们是一家人，怎么能不回家呢
？Don't be silly. We're a family. You have to come home.
嗯，所以呢，耶稣呢也是一样啊。所以需要让我们知道呢，家究竟是家。
So Jesus is the same way that we are a family.
那么如果我们真看耶稣是全能的神
，If we really truly believe that Jesus is the Almighty God，
我们侍奉的态度也会不同。
Our service to Him will be different.
我们不会啊，在地上对于我们不会对地上的老板啊，做一些傻事，说一些傻话嘛啊。
Earthly boss that we have, we won't do silly thing or foolish thing.To them.
不会说是因为和某个同事有点不愉快，我就跑去跟老板讲说我不干。
We won't say because of we don't work with our coworkers. Then we will say we're quitting.
如果你没有万全的准备的话，你出来的时候，同事一定会说你怎么这么傻
？And your coworkers will say, you're so foolish.
但是呢，对全能的神呢？
But for Almighty God,
我们可千万不要随便说不干。
Let's don't say quit easily.
教会是我们共同的家。
Church is our family for all of us.
对，那么呢，我们已经享受到了很多耶稣给我们的好处。
We enjoyed many benefits of Jesus.
但是圣经给我们的应许是什么？还有更多的好处我们还没有享受到。
However, the Bible promises that.There are even more things that we can.
那是在圣经哥林多前书二章九节，让我们来读一下。
That's in the Corinthian chapter, First Corinthian, chapter 2, verse 19.
哎，我们请读一下。来，神为爱他的人所预备的事，眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
Chapter 2, verse 9.No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him.
好，愿神在新的一年里赐福每一位。我们一起祷告。
Bless you in the new year. Let's pray.
天父主耶稣，感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, Jesus, we thank you for your grace.
因为你来到了这个世界。
Because you came to this world.
我们已经享受到了很多的好处。
We enjoy so much.
如果我们过去没有想到。
If we never thought of.
谢谢你提醒了我们。
Thank you for reminding us.
让我们能够真正的知道，我们的好处不在你以外。
So we know that things all come from you, the good things.
让我们能够紧紧的跟随你。
Let us walk closely with you.
因为我们相信你给我们的应许。
We believe in the promise that you gave.
有很多的事情不是我们曾经能够想到、能够看见。也没有能够听到的。
There are many things that we cannot see, we didn't see, we didn't hear, we didn't conceive.
但是你会带领我们。
But you will lead us.
我们在你里面就能够有真平安。
In you, we have true peace.
因为你是我们永远的父。
Because you are our everlasting Father.
我们感谢祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
We thank you. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.